The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this planet.
Welcome to Being Here.
That's one of the brilliant things about the Internet, though.
What?
That people all over the planet at this moment could be listening to this show through their computer. That's, like, amazing.
You know what else is neat about it?
What?
People all over the planet down the line could be listening to the archived version as well.
That's true. That's true.
It is very cool. Today's show is Being of Service, A New Possibility. We have a special guest on the show today, Dr. Ivan Meisner, who has started BNI, the largest and, I dare say, the most successful networking company in the world. And we are thrilled to have him on the show today. We'll be talking about being of service. We'll be talking about success. And
key to hearing what we're saying is listening.
So we're going to start with the basics we generally start with in each show, and the first is
listening,
and that we finish each other's sentences. So
and listening. You know, people for the most part don't listen. They listen to the conversation they're having in their head about what's being said by the person speaking, rather than listening, or they're finishing the sentence before the person finishes, or they're looking to see if they agree or disagree. Our suggestion is that you truly listen to hear what is being said from the point of view of the speaker, rather than commenting on what they're saying to yourself, but really recreate their point of view in your own thoughts.
Now, obviously, each of us have an interest in our lives expanding and well-being and perhaps getting ahead, but if you are simply here, even without mentally taking tips and notes, but actually being here, expansion happens all on its own.
Transformation happens on its own. When you get out of the story of your life and actually are present in this moment of now. Now, there are three very simple principles that will help you get here. The first one is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. The second is
you can only be exactly where you are and how you are in any given moment. So right now, you can only be listening to the show from wherever you're listening from.
If you are.
And the third principle is anything that you see without judging and allowed to be exactly as it is
completes itself in the moment that you see it.
It's a non-judgmental framework of seeing what is in your life rather than a problem-solution framework.
Right. Our approach is anthropological. An anthropologist studies cultures, sees how they function without judging them because they're studying that culture. They're not studying it in comparison. So if you could study your life, your moment of now, without being in comparison to how you think you ought to be, but allow yourself to be the way you are, your life will transform.
That's the basics.
That's pretty simple.
We're using that as our springboard into the rest of this show, and just wanted to cover the basics at the top. So let's
introduce
our guest,
Dr. Ivan Meisner.
You there?
Yes, I am.
It's lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
So right up top, I want to let our listeners know that Dr. Meisner has written several books, but two, which you can get on Amazon.com, is the 29% Solution, and Masters of Success. I always like to let people know that right up front. We were chatting before the show started. Can you give people a synopsis of your approach or how you approach business, Ivan?
Well, you know, I run BNI, and our philosophy in the organization is giver's gain, that if you want to get business, you have to be willing to give business to other people. It's predicated on the age-old idea of what goes around comes around, that by helping other people, they'll help you in return. And, you know, BNI, I think, is the living testament to that. We have 5,500 groups in more than 40 countries around the world. And it's all about business professionals helping business professionals.
I truly
believe we're changing the way the world does business, and we're doing it by business people helping each other.
I was looking at your book, Giver's Gain, that's the book that all the people who are inside BNI get.
Yes.
And one of the things that you touched on there that I really loved, you were talking about not that we should not all be competitive, but that competition then gets turned to who can take care of other people more successfully. And out of that, you reap the benefits coming back. I love the idea that competition doesn't have to be a you or me, but it's all-inclusive of everybody.
You and me.
Yeah, absolutely. There's certainly competition in the world, and whenever we can find opportunities to collaborate rather than compete, makes for a stronger business. I certainly did that as a business consultant. I worked before I started BNI many eons ago now. I learned that by finding other business consultants that I could cooperate with and collaborate with, that my business became stronger, and that was kind of one of the things that led me into doing BNI the way I did it.
You mentioned something before the start of the show. We were talking about success, and you were saying that you have some ideas about finding balance in success. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. I love this concept. As a matter of fact, if your listeners want to read a little bit about it, they can go to my blog. I wrote about this just recently. It's called The Secret to Balance. My blog is networkingnowblog.com, networkingnowblog.com. And it's October 15th I posted this topic. So here's the secret to balance. Are you ready?
We're ready.
I am going to give you the secret to having balance in your business and professional life and personal life.
Ready.
Forget about balance. You'll never have it.
I love that.
I'm glad you laughed. A lot of people
kind
of scream. It's like, oh, no, I thought there was really...
Well, I love when you said that because, you know, from our point of view,
yeah,
most people are so driven off into the future or working on their past that they're never in balance.
And that they're trying to do it right rather than just being how they are.
Right. You are so right. So you're going to love my answer. You may not be able to find balance, and the balance assumes this total equilibrium, that you're going to spend exactly this amount of hours working and that much in personal life, and it all balances out. I don't think you're going to ever find that, especially if you're in business or you're in sales. It's just not going to happen. But there is good news. Good news is you can have harmony, and it's more than semantics. The difference between balance and harmony is more than semantics. Balance assumes that we're going to spend an equal amount of time in all or most areas of our life, and it assumes that we're, you know, going to spend a certain portion each week devoted to some equal measure. Well, that doesn't work. Creating harmony is about creating sort of, imagine the yin and the yang symbol. Even the yin and the yang symbols out of balance. It's you know, you know what symbol I'm talking about? Even that is out of balance in a way, because you have one large part and then a small part that goes into the other large part. To me, harmony is about finding a way through life that allows you to do all of the things that you want, but it doesn't always have to be completely balanced. And I think it's really important to understand that. And there are several techniques that I use to help create harmony in my life, rather than this concept of balance. And one I think you guys are going to love, because you I think it'll fit with what I've heard you just talk about, and that is the expression, be here now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Be here now. Wherever you are, be there. So many times I see business people who are at work and they're thinking about home, or they're at home and they're thinking about work.
Absolutely. We are in agreement.
And when you can create in your life this attitude of be here now, wherever you are, be fully engaged in that. So when I'm at home, I'm not thinking about the projects that I have at work. I tend not to bring a lot of work home with me, and when I do, I compartmentalize it to when the kids and the family are in bed. But when I'm at home with the family, I'm with the family. On the other hand, when I'm at work, I'm not sitting there thinking, gee, I wish I spent more time with my son last night, or, you know, I should be doing this at home or that at home. I'm fully engaged in being at work. The other way I think that you can create harmony in your life is to find, be creative about the time you spend. Now, I'll tell you a real quick story that, to me, is the perfect example of creating harmony. And that is, I wrote my first book back in 1994. It was the first major book that was published. It's called The World's Best Known Marketing Secret. And I wrote it almost entirely from about midnight till 7 in the morning. Okay? And I did it usually once a week, maybe once every other week I would do that. And I'd, you know, catch a couple hours sleep and then go on into the office. And I wrote this entire book, and I'll never forget when my oldest daughter saw the book. She looked at me and she said, "You wrote a book? When did you do that?" And I got to tell you, I felt really proud knowing that I didn't take weeks at a time away from the family to write that book. Now, not everybody can necessarily do that. The point I'm making here is that find creative ways for you to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish so that you can create harmony in your life, because you'll never have balance.
Well, you know, I agree with you, but I just want to put a little addendum on it. You know, most of us have preferences as to what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So those jobs that we consider that menial that we have to do, like washing the dishes, making the bed, sweeping the floor, vacuuming, something like that, is not one of those things that most of us find pleasure with. Maybe it's because when we were children, we were made to wash the dishes, perhaps. I don't know the root cause of people's disdain for washing dishes. But, you know, if you wash the dishes when you're washing the dishes, rather than thinking you should be somewhere else,
Yeah. Washing
the dishes can be really fun.
You cannot pick and choose where to be engaged. Being engaged becomes a way of being, not just sometimes when you prefer it.
Well, I agree, but a lot of people will sit there and they'll complain, or they'll think in their head, you know, I really don't want to be doing this, I really don't want to be doing this. And, I mean, I think of my teenage son, you know, who gets so obsessed with what he doesn't want to be doing at that moment. And one of the things that I've tried to teach him that's worked really well for me is understanding that sometimes you have to do the things that you have to do in order to...
Right now, we have to take a break.
Perfect. Case in point. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss...
Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
We are speaking with Ivan Meister. And we actually listened to the last commercial ourselves about the Excellence Club and the Premium Excellence Club. And I just wanted to remind all those of you who've been kind of dragging your feet about doing what you're going to do anyway, which is sign up, that if you want to be a Premium Excellence Club member, if you sign up before the end of November, you get an additional month at no charge. So don't miss out by dragging your feet. Which actually brings me to, I was speaking, Ivan, today, we were speaking with our
Pilates instructor. And, Tani, if you're listening, we're talking about you now.
We told you we would. And she said she was kicking around the idea of joining BNI and had been for some time now. And we often find we meet people who think about things for a long time before they actually take action.
And somehow it's our opinion that it robs them of the satisfaction of going for their lives and discovering their capableness in each moment. What do you think about that, Ivan?
Well, I agree. I've always been the kind of person where if I see something and I like the idea, I just go for it. I love Nike's phrase,
yes.
Just do it. But I do believe that with something like BNI, it's important to give it some thought because it's a big commitment. I'd be the first person to tell you, don't join just because you think you're going to get business overnight. BNI is a long-term process of building relationships and going deep in building professional relationships with people. If your network's a mile wide and an inch deep, it's not going to be very successful. It needs to be really deep in some areas, and that's what BNI is all about. And so it takes time. It's a big commitment to come into a program like BNI where we meet every single week, and we have this incredible expectation that we expect you to be there so that you can develop relationships with each other. So it is a big commitment. Think it over, but look at the people in the group. And here's, to me, what should be the determining factor. If you think these are good people that do good work, then you should join that group.
I like that. I love
speaking
that.
Speaking of good people who do good work, we have a caller on the line who we happen to know. Her name is Valerie. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for the introduction. I just wanted to say, Dr. Meisner, it's really great to have you on the Kane Show. I'm a member of the Main Street chapter in Parsippany, New Jersey, and I joined about a year ago. This is BNI chapter, and I love it. It's been so excellent for the business that I'm in, which is we're a web company, and just in general for opening a lot of doors for me in my life and just having me see things in a different way. So thank you, because it's been really, really valuable.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that. You know, I've always said that BNI is not only a great way to get business, it's an even better way to do business, because you're doing business with people you trust and have that relationship with. So
it's really true. And the education that you're given as a member is excellent. And I met the Canes a little over eight and a half years ago. And you know, working with you guys, Ariel and Shia, has just created a foundation in my life for well-being and for the ability to just kind of what you guys were talking about before. If you see something that's true for you, to make it so in your life and go for it. And that's just been incredible. So I find the two, you know, the Canes workshops and BNI, it's such a great, it's a harmony.
Combo.
It's a great combo, right.
Well, I've loved watching you grow, Valerie, but one of the things I've also really loved is watching how you approach business that's different with BNI as your networking group as opposed to other networking groups you did before, that there's an enthusiasm, there's an integrity, that you don't feel diminished because people are not actually giving each other leads, they give
right.
their word, and I like watching what's happening for you as you promote Tag Online, your
web company.
Our great web company. And you guys, if you need a web company, Tag Online. They rock.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been such a pleasure. And I've even learned more about Tag Online in ways and discovered ways to share about our company with other people. And it's just been so great, you know, the experience of being in BNI.
I really appreciate you saying that. We don't teach this stuff in colleges and universities. We
get people
bachelor's degrees in business, and they don't have a clue how to network effectively. And so one of the things that we've tried to do in our program is to teach people some of the basics on how do you network effectively with other people, starting with the philosophy down to specific techniques.
But, you know, when you say that, Ivan, they don't teach in universities how to be present in your life and how to feel harmonious with your life.
No, they don't, and very few classes even cover the issue of emotional intelligence, which is really interesting because, you know, you might get hired because of your IQ, but you get promoted because of your EQ, your emotional quotient, and those kinds of things just aren't taught in school, and they're not taught because, you know, the professors think that it's a soft science, and so there's no need to teach it, yet it really is what takes us to the next level in our professions.
I just love the detailed, specific training that you guys offer through BNI, and I have to say, in combination with the Canes workshops, it's sort of a winning package, because you really learn that how you are anywhere is how you are everywhere, and so if you, like you were all talking about before, when you're there in your life, it makes such a difference. So,
I have a question, Valerie. Did you have a question?
I do. My question is about, I'll ask it. I get enthusiastic about things in my life and things that about which I'm passionate, you know, whether it's business opportunities through BNI, things that I'm up to in my personal life, and sometimes I'll get a negative response back, and then I have a tendency to doubt myself and feel discouraged. And my question is, how do I shorten that recovery time after that happens?
Well, let me make sure I understand the question, that you've maybe connected with somebody to do business and you get a negative response back, and how do you shorten that time when you get that negative response back?
Right.
Is that it?
That's right. That's it.
You know, it's probably not an area that I'm necessarily an expert on, but I tell you, my own philosophy is when it comes to either bringing people into BNI or into any work that I'm doing, is I always remember that some will, some won't, so what? You know, there's certainly when it comes to BNI, this is not for everybody. You know,
right.
networking effectively is not for everybody. And you sometimes get people in who shouldn't be in, and you may get clients who, when you have as a client, you've worked hard to get them, and you think, gee, I really don't want to work with this person. And if you have to drag them kicking and screaming into doing business with you, guess what? You're probably not going to enjoy working with them.
That is so great. You're making the hairs on the back of my neck come up when you say that. Because, you know, in our particular business, we have seminars where we invite people to join us, and we don't try to enroll them. Because we've found that, you know, in a couple of months, we're going to be taking about 100 people, more than 100 people, to Costa Rica with us for a couple of weeks. And you don't want to get 3,000 miles away from home and suddenly discover that you have somebody that doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, very true. Very true. You know, there's nothing wrong with somebody saying no, move on to the next person and talk to them, do business with people that you really like doing business with and who want to do business with you, and you're going to have a much, much easier profession.
I think Ivan also gave you part of your answer at the beginning of the show, Valerie, when he was talking about he comes home, he's engaged at home, when he goes to work, he's engaged at work, and often what happens is if we get what we perceive as a negative response, we resist it. First principle, what you resist eats up your brain space. Second thing, they can only say no. There's this perfection of the moment. And third, anything you allow to be exactly as it is
completes itself. So then you move on in your life to the next moment of your life rather than drag what you conceive of as a failure into your next moment of life.
So what you're describing is that when an event happens that you disagree with and you disengage, the moment you notice you have disengaged, you have the option right then and there to look around, see what's needed and wanted, and do that, thinking about what you prefer is what gets you in trouble.
Right. Oh, that's great.
And the other thing is get back in the saddle.
Okay.
You know, you can either ponder your failure of being thrown off the horse, or you can get back in the saddle and get on with it.
And as you just said, did you say some will, some won't, so what?
That's right.
That's
right. I like that.
And you know, Edison, I think it was, that said... He found, somebody asked him, you know, it took you 5,010 tries before you created the light bulb or whatever. It was an extraordinary number. And he said, no, you know, it wasn't the 5,010th time that I did it. It was the 5,009 times that taught me what wasn't a good light bulb, that you know, taught me how not to create the light bulb. And I love that idea because we all make mistakes. We all don't achieve what we want to achieve at any point in life, and we can't let that define us at the moment. We have to let that sort of define how to, you know, where we want to go next, not who we are now.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, you know, Valerie, thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for just being you.
Thank you. You all inspire me a lot, and I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks for your comments about BNI. It's appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely all true.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Yes, truth, honesty. That's a great segue, but we have to go
to the next segue, which is a break.
So we'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking about many things, including being of service, which is a new possibility for lots of folks. Just a reminder that Dr. Meisner's books, two of them are called The 29% Solution and Masters of Success. And while I'm at it, our books, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, The Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life, and How to Create a Magical Relationship, and Being Here. All of them can be found on
Amazon.
Amazon, that's such a great place.
And the How to Create a Magical Relationship is the winner of the Nautilus Book Awards as the best book on relationship and men-women issues. So we're the experts on that one.
Read the book and you won't have men-women issues.
Right.
Okay. Now, back to Dr. Ivan. You are the title of your book, Masters of Success. I bet you have lots of secrets to success. Give us one.
Well, I'll give you a few. You know, I taught at a state university. I taught at California for a number of years, and of course, I speak to business professionals. And so, I started asking what are the secrets to success? And when I ask business professionals, I would get answers like, well, passion and system, vision, being able to deal with adversity, leverage. These are the kinds of things they would say. And okay, well, that's interesting. So then I asked some multimillionaires, some really successful people, people that you see on the title of the book, like Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut, and Aaron Brockovich, and John Gray, Mark Victor Hansen, Tony Robbins. I asked these guys, what's it take to be successful? And they said, passion, a system, vision, diversity. They gave me the same list, okay? Now, this is where it got really interesting. I then asked my college students, what do you guys think it takes to be successful? And these are undergrads. And you know what they said?
What?
Passion and system and vision. They gave me the exact same list with one exception. They often said luck. That luck has something to do with success, which is really interesting because the average business person almost never said it, and the really big, successful people never said luck. I told them that sustained success has very little to do with luck, that the harder you work, the luckier you get. That's my philosophy on luck. But what I thought was interesting was that they, along with really successful people and the average business person, all said the exact same things. So here's my question back. If we all know what it takes to be successful, then why is it that we're not all as successful as we would like to be in life?
You want me to give you an answer to that?
Yeah, sure. I have an answer as well, but go ahead.
Let's hear yours.
I believe the secret to success is that success is the uncommon application of common knowledge. It's the uncommon application of common knowledge. Because if we all know it takes passion and goals and vision and system, then why is it that we're not all very successful? What I have seen is really successful people take that common knowledge and they apply it in an uncommon way, and that's what helps them become successful.
I like that. That's great. Mine was very, very different. Mine was that if you're incomplete with your parents, you won't give them pleasure, the pleasure of your success. So you'll cut off your nose to spite your face, so to speak.
Mine was very different.
What was yours?
That I believe everybody is entirely successful, but people often don't have any attention on what they're devoting their lives to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to take and have an uncommon application of common sense or common
knowledge,
you have to actually have your full resources here to be engaged with. If you have decisions from the past that are limiting you and ways of being and vendettas with your parents, for instance, that so you're not just being here, you're in a nanosecond going back and seeing how it would affect your relationship with them if you make this move or that move. You don't have all the resources available.
If you're trying to prove that they did it wrong, you cannot allow yourself to be the success that potentially is available to each of us if we were free of those encumbrances.
So those were just ideas that sprang to mind when you asked the question.
We have another caller.
Yes.
Stefan is calling in.
You there, Stefan?
Yes, I'm here. Hi. Good afternoon or good evening.
Yes, good evening where you
are. Good evening where you are and good afternoon where we are.
Yes, I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany. And good evening also to Dr. Meissner. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Stefan. Pleasure meeting you.
I also had an answer when the question was asked.
Oh, let's hear yours.
It's like what we also talked about before. It's like the one difference is if you're able and if you had the chance to learn how to be in the moment. Like I have been also a BNI member for about 2 years, and I'm really now a really successful businessman. And by the pleasure I had meeting the Canes, meeting you guys, I got in contact of how to be in the moment, and that made me able to be really successful. I could build relationships. I was really there where I was, or I am where I am, and that makes me very successful in business and in private life.
Well, I certainly agree. The concept of be here now for me has worked. It's a simple concept. You know, it's really funny. A lot of the things that I talk about are very simple. They're just not easy. If they were easy, everyone would do them, and they'd all be achieving some success, the kind of success that they want to have in their life. You know, because a lot of what I talk about is it's just they're simple concepts, but they're very difficult to apply consistently in your life. And the whole idea of being here now, you know, I know there are people listening going, yeah, come on, give me a break, that's so easy, or so simple. But it is simple, it's just absolutely not easy to apply, because it's very easy to kind of go off track and not be present, not be fully engaged in what you're doing at the time?
Well, you know, so many people are so resistant to being told what to do. You know, when kids are like 2 years old, they call it terrible twos because they discover that their idea of independence is the ability to say no to anything that's requested of them, and then they sophisticate that as they grow up. So even if people have the right idea, that you give them the right tools, a lot of times they say no purely to not be dominated by any request made on them, even by themselves, and they call it procrastination.
Yeah, and I think it's particularly true with entrepreneurs, which is what I mostly work with. You know, business professionals, these are people that have become professionals at doing what they want to do.
Right.
And so it's like trying to herd cats.
Yep. So that reflexive thing that goes well into entrepreneurship absolutely doesn't work when you have to work with consistency.
Yes.
Because consistency, when you don't want to be told what to do, is not king.
No. Very true. So, Stefan, did you have a question?
Yeah, it's like really funny that interesting that you just now mentioned that theme, because that also went into my question. How that was one of my experiences. I really had a great time whilst being in BNI, and my business expanded like 100% per year whilst being there. But what I also experienced was, like you said, like a herd to herd cats. How do you manage a group full of kind of alpha animals, leadership kind of people, to follow the rules? Because what I like about BNI is that it's ruled and very strict and organized.
Structured, yeah.
But I also saw that a lot of people say, like, don't tell me what to do,
right,
and have troubles by following the lead.
Right. Well, let me see if I can give you a reasonably quick answer to a very complex issue. One of the strengths of any good network is that most of the members are friends. One of the weaknesses of any good network is that most of the members are friends. That friends don't like to hold friends accountable. And so it's very difficult to, you know, these aren't people that report to somebody. Even if you're the chapter director or chapter president, the members don't really report to that person. It's, sort of the first among equals. And so it's hard to tell a business associate what they should be doing. One of the things that I think is very important in a structured program like BNI is that you've got to explain why. You have to explain why. And that's, you know, very difficult sometimes because business people don't like to have to explain why. You know, especially if you've been trained and you know the answer, and then you say, hey, look, this is the way we're going. And never, ever, ever in our program do I want people to say, you have to do it because it's policy. Because nobody gives a rat's patootie that it's policy. What they want to know is, why is it policy? Why does that exist? Why do we do it this way? And what I have found is that if we have, we're doing it right when we tell members, here's why we do it this way. This is what happened when we didn't do it this way. And this is what's going to happen when you do it this way. That the average business person will understand that logic and say, that they won't be happy. They won't say, oh, good, now we have to do this. But they'll say, you know what? Okay, I get it. Fine, let's do it. And so you got to answer why.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I got that.
So if there's a specific issue in your group, one of the things you want to ask the director is, what led to this policy? What led? Do you know the history of it? Do you know why it's done this way? And if they don't, I guarantee you my office does. And we'd be glad to give that information. And then you explain that. That's one of the reasons why we did the book Giver's Gain, which we've talked about briefly here. And we give that to all new members, is we give them the history of our screw-ups. Okay? I mean, when
right.
you read Giver's Gain, you see there are a lot of mistakes that are made in there that we talk about. And we talk about the mistakes because it's the mistakes that teach us how to do it right. And Giver's Gain, that book, which is given to all new members, is all about what we did right and what we did wrong so that we've created a program that works pretty well.
That's yes. great. Good, Stefan, was that good?
Yes, that was good. I understand that. That's cool.
You know, we have to go to a break very shortly here. If you have other questions, that you're welcome to stay on the line. Would you like to?
I just call in a couple of minutes later again.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks for being here after the break.
Okay, come on back, everyone. And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You've read the books, listened to the CDs, and gone to the workshops to learn spirituality. Now there's a way to help you live it every single day. The Spiritual Workout with Stephen Morrison. Call with any issue at all, and Stephen will passionately help you see which of 15 universally spiritual concepts apply to your circumstance and how. Practice every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the Spiritual Workout on Seventh Wave Network. It's a practical path to a happier, more peaceful, and richer life experience.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. A couple of things to note. Next week's episode of the show is called The World Is Not Flat. So you are welcome to come back, tune back in to Being Here, and we'll challenge the limiting assumptions that we are all starting with into life. Monday Night Alive, we will be here in New York City area. And just a reminder to those of you who are in the New York City area and coming to our Instantaneous Transformation Evening that Joe is doing a toy drive to benefit children in Brooklyn, Bedford, Stuyvesant area. So don't forget to bring your toys. And if you live elsewhere, you can certainly do that for your community. It's that time of year to be continuing your expression of yourself because, as we all know, givers gain.
We have an international call coming up.
On December 1st. So if you're in the European community, you can go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, and you can find out locations in your area. And one last thing. Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle in New York City on December 4th, 5th, and 6th is our next workshop. And in January, we are offering one on Passion, Revitalize Your Life. So, now, back with our special guest,
Dr. Meisner.
Ivan Meisner.
And
Stefan is back on the line. Stefan, did you have another question?
Maybe just one question, because we talked also about procrastination, and sometimes I just want to know, how do I know when it's really time to take time off, And when it's just like a thing of procrastination, I sometimes have the feeling that I not always can really distinct very well when it's really time to take time off and when I just want an excuse.
Well, if that makes sense. You know, I think our host probably can answer that even better than I can, but I can give you my perspective. I've always been a believer in taking time off, and that's one of the ways that I create harmony in my life. Sometimes I work long, crazy hours for several weeks, but if I don't take time off for myself and recreate that harmony in my life, then I'm a basket case. And so I take vacations. I probably take more vacation time than most Americans take, but I would be not nearly as much as you guys in Germany take and in other parts of Europe. But, you know, I take several weeks a year off, and I almost never work in the evenings. Now, you're in a business, Stefan, where that's not the case, so you've got to find what works for you. But I rarely work in the evenings. I'm home for dinner every night, 6:30 with the family, and I have for many, many years. And I always take what I call a mental health day every week if I'm not traveling. And my mental health day is I don't go out. I don't go do anything other than hang around the house, barbecue, read, watch a movie, spend time with the family. That's how I create harmony in my life. I'm a real believer in making sure to spend time with yourself and with your family. Otherwise, I'd go crazy if I had to work every single day.
And Stefan, since I've known you for as long as I've known you, you don't have to worry about procrastinating.
When in doubt, figure
take a break. You feel tired and feel the need for some rest, take a break.
The other thing, you got to think of it, you have a lot of people
counting on you,
and if you run your battery down and they connect into you, you're actually taking from them, because batteries are always trying to
seek
create an equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to recharge.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool picture with the batteries. I like that, and also the responsibility to be able to charge or recharge people around me.
It gives you an excuse to take your mental health day.
I like that.
Excellent.
Hey, thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Stefan. Thanks for calling in today.
Yes, it was great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Nice to meet you, Stefan. Hope to see you when I come to Germany again.
Cool. Yeah, thank you, Dr. Meissner.
While we were on the break, Ivan, you were speaking to us about the 29% solution. So let's just take some time so our listeners can benefit from it as well.
Yeah, it's an unusual title, the 29% solution, and it came from an article that I wrote a few years ago, and the title of the article was Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and 6 degrees of separation. And the question that we ask is, what do they all have in common? And the answer is they're all urban legends. Well, I'm not going to tackle Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. I'll leave those guys alone. But let's talk about the 6 degrees of separation concept. You know the idea that we're all separated by everyone else on the planet by 6 steps or 6 degrees? You've heard that, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's not true. It's not true. As a matter of fact, it's never been true. It's based on the studies done by Stanley Milgram in the 1960s. And they were called the Small World Studies, where he had hundreds of people who he gave a packet of material, and he told them to find some guy in Massachusetts and get this packet to this person in Massachusetts. Well, this was before Google, so they couldn't just Google him, and so they had to figure out maybe somebody that would live, you know, in a nearby state or city. And they found that on average it took, in fact, about 6 steps to get from the people in Oklahoma to this guy in Massachusetts.
Right.
So what's my problem then with the study if it took 6 steps? My problem is that only 29% of the participants ever got the packet through at all.
That's great.
71% did not. So 29% were able to find the guy in Massachusetts in 6 degrees or 6 steps. 71% couldn't find their car keys. They were lost and never found him. So we go around saying that we're all separated by 6 degrees, but it's not true. Only 1 out of 3 of us, based on the very study that the phrase came from, only 1 out of 3 of us are separated by 6 degrees. And so we wrote this book because we said, well, what are the difference then between this 1 out of 3 and the 2 out of 3? And we felt that it was an acquired skill, that these people had built a powerful personal network and they knew how to use it. And if that's the case, then how does one go about doing that on purpose? And that's what the book is about. It's 52 weekly strategies to build your business through networking.
That's a great idea.
I like that it's 52 weekly strategies because, as you mentioned before, consistency.
Yeah.
A lot of people do things and they do it well, but they do it in bursts.
Yeah, and that's a good point. So here's something you'll probably never hear an author say on your show.
Okay.
Don't read the book from cover to cover. It's too much stuff. It's a lot of, this is simple but not easy stuff. And so what happens is I've seen people, you know, they tackle the book and they'll read half of it, and then they're just kind of overwhelmed with a lot of simple concepts that they can't apply because they read it all at once. So I recommend people, you know, read the first few chapters that kind of lays the groundwork for it, and read 1 or 2 weeks at a time, no more than that.
That's a great suggestion.
And the good part of that is if they do it consistently, I guarantee at the end of the year, they are really going to have the whole skill set. But if they don't do it consistently, if they stop, of course, that's not going to help. And if they read it from cover to cover, it's going to be too much.
Well, as you say that, I realize we have to segue back into ending the show. It's been so great having you
yes,
here.
Thank you so much for your time and your contribution to the people listening.
And we hope you'll come back. I'm sure there's much, much more you have to share with us.
I'd love to come back.
Excellent. Thank you. And everyone else, you come on
back. And don't miss being here.
I hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.